I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. This is a candid episode. It's just me talking to you, and the episode is dedicated to Wesley. So I ran into Wesley this week virtually, and he's one of our awesome listeners. And he said, "Esprit, are you okay?" And I was surprised, and I asked why he was asking, and he said he noticed that we've been rebroadcasting past episodes and only doing one new episode a week, which is very funny to say only doing one new episode when most podcasts only do one episode a week. But yes, we do three. There's a few reasons, and I thought it'd be good to take a moment to, one, just have a candid chat with you, and then also to let you know our thoughts behind doing the three episodes, or our thoughts behind rebroadcasting. First and foremost, at my core, I love elevating people. It's not even something I try to do. I do it in my sleep. Sometimes I exhaust myself. Actually, a lot of times I exhaust myself do it. I'm just wired to elevate people. So the idea that we can rebroadcast a previous episode and then that person can be celebrated and you can get to know that person in case you missed that episode in the past really excites me on a fundamental level. I love placing a shine on others. Like, I love it. I don't know. It's this weird thing about me. I mean, I could get in, I won't here, but I mean, I've talked about it with my business coach on like why I am this way and stuff in my history. But at the core of it, just elevating people is my jam. And so rebroadcasting previous episodes is that chance to give someone a chance to shine again, which I think is really cool. The other reason why sometimes we rebroadcast is we need space just as a team coming out with, we have two shows in production right now and many more in the works. And, you know, that's 24 episodes a month. And sometimes we just need breathing room. Honestly, sometimes I just need breathing room because I'm the host, right? So imagine how much energy I'm exerting all the time and all the coordinating. I do so much of this with like mostly on my own. And thankfully, I have an amazing, amazing, amazing production team like Corey listening to my voice right now, and Adam and Janice and Moran, who I always butcher his name, which drives me crazy. But Moran and Anna is helping out too. And like, you know, sometimes we just need space, but like I'm the one hosting, I'm the one coordinating the interviews. We don't have a producer. We're not funded. This is all just Esprit's heart laying out on the table and something I believe in. Maybe I'll get into a second, like the reason why I created We Are LA Tech back in 2012. And so I'm just going to jump in. I built the first action sport social network. Technology has been a part of my life since I was a little girl, and my father had a home office, and I was lucky enough that he took a leap and got me my first computer, and I would be in chat rooms, and I could have easily become a coder or project manager or something. Technology has been my whole life for my whole life. My dad was an early adopter, and my dad got me into action sports, skateboarding and motocross. I mean, my favorite thing was going to these motocross events with my dad and running up into the dirt and meeting the athletes. And so when I had the opportunity later to build a place for people like me to connect with others around the world in the action sports space, I know it sounds so trite now with Facebook and all the other social networks out there, but at the time it was a novel thing. A lot of people weren't doing it. And is very, very exciting time in my life. But let me tell you, being an entrepreneur is one of the most grueling, taxing lifestyles one could ever have. I wouldn't choose anything else. I have tried. I've tried forcing myself to be other things. It's just who I am. I have felt it on a cellular level since I can remember. It's just who I am. but it's not easy, right? And so I went through this journey building my action sports company, which pivoted into a media network where we would shoot like the top athletes like Tony Hawk and Ryan Sheckler. And I'd have this media team. We'd travel around the country with our video camera, super guerrilla. And I still feel like they're my family and I miss them so much. Like that sports company lives inside my heart and spirit every single day. But while I was growing, it was hard. I remember this one time I was in my office in Santa Monica, and this is before Santa Monica was like the jam for, you know, the tech scene in LA. And I was in my office and I was just rough. I was like in the corner crying rough. I didn't know how I would breathe again. It was just, it was tough, right? And so going through all these experiences and not having a support system, not having people, I mean, I'd raised money and luckily my investors were phenomenal. I hear that people don't have that same experience with investors. Luckily, I've had the most blessed opportunities with the right business partners. And so my co-founders have been amazing. But like, you know, there'd be in my journey, there'd be a lot of consultants that wanted some of that investment money and it didn't lay itself out well, you know, and I just wanted to create an ecosystem where we could all safely and collaboratively lean on one another and support one another to excel. And so in 2012, I created We Are LA Tech, utilizing my love for video production and shining a light on the action sports industry to shine a light on LA startups. And unfortunately, at the time, the person I had collaborated with didn't have the same work ethic I did, and the 12 episodes we shot did not get edited, and my integrity was in pain because I'm not a person that, like, when I say something, like, my moral code is integrity, so I was just heartbroken. So I went on this backpacking trip to kind of just, like, I don't know. I do that. I went on a backpacking trip, staying in hostels with like 20 beds in a dorm, you know, and I met up in person for the first time with Mark Kohlberger. If I could pronounce, I can never pronounce his last name right. He's the founder of Betalist, as well as other really rad tech companies. And he introduced me to podcasting. And I got to see how easy it is. At the time, I had an Android. And so by the time I got back to the States, I switched over to an iPhone. I think if I hadn't switched over to an iPhone, I wouldn't have become a podcaster because that's how it was at the time. And I recreated the We Are LA Tech video series into this podcast. And it launched in, I believe, August 2014. It was the top of Apple by September 2014. And then by October 2014, the famous startup podcast aired and I knew it was going to be huge. And I just went after it. And I've been going after it since. And for those of you who know, I've produced over 400 phenomenal experiences for the LA tech community, from events like even I have the Reflections Gathering for Women in Tech. I've taken the LA tech community skydiving and dinner parties and game nights. And even in my own home, I had a Hawaiian themed luau. Like, you know, I just believe in creating extraordinary connective experiences for others. Anyway, all that to say, this podcast isn't just a podcast. This podcast is a place for us to unite and to connect in a meaningful way. It's a place for you to get to know companies in this city, and it's a place for companies in this city to get to know you. I mean, we've had people from around the country move to Los Angeles to work for the companies that they've heard on the show. We've had people meet their co-founders. We've had people raise money. I mean, it's really, really exciting. I do my best to continually curate and facilitate phenomenal connectivity within the LA tech community. I am born and raised LA, as I mentioned. It's hard, you guys, and I would love more help. And if you want to contribute your time and support us as a community and what I have going on here, I would love it. Shoot a message on all the social channels at We Are LA Tech. It would be phenomenal. But yeah, when we switch anything up, like in the podcast, it's a combination of making space for us to breathe internally as i.e. me, because really, like, Corey, Adam, Janice, Ron, Anna, they all have my back. So it's like, I just need to breathe and make sure I'm prioritizing my mental health so I don't end up where I ended up, like, years ago in the corner crying, feeling like I couldn't breathe, you know? And it's also very genuinely to shine more light on everyone. If I could shine a light on every single good heart driven leader in this world, man, I would. We need more examples of people with ethics and integrity and passion and drive and culture. One of my favorite startups in LA is this company called Flight House. We've had the CEO, Jacob Pace, on the show. And just seeing the posts of their team on social and how proud they are to work for Flight House, it's just, I want to expose is probably the wrong word. I want to shine a light on more companies and people like that. You know what I mean? We need examples to show us that capitalism doesn't need to mean hollowness. Capitalism can mean opportunity and abundance and connectivity and all these wonderful things. It can mean culture. So I hope that helps explain it. Maybe I'll do another one of these one day. Corey said I should do one talking about the plans that we have for We Are LA Tech. But I think I'll just end it with saying thank you for being a listener. Thank you for being a part of this community. And it really does fuel us forward when we hear from you. So thank you, Wesley, for letting me know that you've been a listener for years and that you appreciate the show. All right, you guys, have a great day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.